I'm Andrew Fuller. I'm a clinical psychologist, and my career began in psychiatric crisis teams, talking people out of suicidal situations or siege situations. So it's pretty interesting. And that got me interested in how you stop people getting to that point in their lives. That then led me to begin researching the area of resilience, an area which I continue to research in to this day, really. And the area of resilience then got me interested in, of course, working with schools. Because, of course, if you want to impact on a large number of young people, you've got to work for those in schools. That then led me, in turn, to kind of thinking about brains and how they learn stuff. And how they, so basically, if I can give young people in schools a sense of success, a sense of accomplishment, a sense of belonging, and a sense of meaning, then I set them up in more powerful ways for good mental health and a happy, safe, fulfilling life. Well, my most popular definition of resilience is it's the happy knack of being able to bungee jump to the pitfalls of life, which is, you know, when tough stuff happens, hey, you, it's like you've got an elasticized rope around you that helps you to rise above adversity and difficulty. And that's a useful definition. But probably a more realistic or more sophisticated definition of resilience is it's the ability to flexibly call upon the inner aspects of yourself and the outer resources that are around you in order to flexibly respond to what life throws up at you. So for all of us, from time to time, life throws us a bit of a curveball. We all have tough times. No one gets through life unscathed. And so there are times when we have to call upon aspects of ourselves that possibly we don't even know are there all the time, and certainly have to call upon the resources of other people. We're not islands. We're not independent. We are basically interdependent. And so it requires a sense of self-knowledge, also a sense that you have hope and capacity for yourself, and also the willingness at times to go, hey, I need a hand here, really. Can you help me out? I need to talk through something with someone. Resilience is a capacity that's within us, but we need to activate it. And one of the most powerful ways to activate it is not so much to teach people to be resilient, but instead to give them experiences where they are resilient. So what I mean by that is if I was to get you to be involved in a project that you were interested in, where you behaved in a way which was compassionate, caring, generous to other people, or sought other people's opinions about things, then later on in life, when you needed it, you'd actually see yourself as a kind, generous person who's prepared to ask other people for assistance. Whereas if you've never had that experience, it's completely foreign to you, and so when tough times happen, you don't fall back on those resources. Well, resilience really comes back to the idea of happiness. And to tell you about happiness, I need to tell you about a 3,000 year long study. So 3,000 years ago, there was this guy called Epicurus. And Epicurus said the way to have a happy life is to basically increase the number of things that are pleasurable and decrease the number of things that are unpleasant. And that really caught on. People liked that a lot. They said, yes, give me the pleasure. Let me reduce the unpleasant. I like this. And then along came Aristotle and said, you know, if you keep this up, this is not going to work out very well. This is not the way to happiness. The way to happiness is to live a meaningful life, which means to basically do things that are meaningful for yourself and also a benefit to other people. And 3,000 years later, we can confidently conclude in a longitudinal study that's been going for a while now, that basically Aristotle was right. So rather than necessarily teaching people how to be resilient, it's about getting them involved in doing things. So the more I've worked with young people over a long period of time, the more I become aware that young people change from the outside in. What I mean by that is if I get you doing things that are positive, community service projects, things of benefit to other people, then that helps you to identify yourself positively. Whereas if I just tell you, you may or may not listen to me.